This is Rebecca Jernigan, your tour guide into discoveries, coming to you live simulcast from the heart of America to around the globe via the World Wide Web, terrestrial radio, satellite, and podcast. Let's journey together into the realms of the unknown to the known in search of enlightenment, knowledge, and truth. Welcome. I am here in the studio in the heart of America, Kansas City, broadcasting live and heard on the Journeys with Rebecca Radio Network and all of my great affiliates. So check them out. Go to the website, that's journeyswithrebecca.com, and thank you for tuning in. I'd like to take the time now to welcome our newest affiliate, Evolution FM. A big thank you goes out to John Peterson, who is the station manager at FM Evolution, so check him out. And welcome to 2008. I am excited and happy to be with you here tonight, this first Saturday of the new year, and I'm excited for the prospects that the new year brings. You know, it's typically a time where we reflect on the previous year and set new goals or extend the goals for the new year. You know, it's actually an ancient tradition, and I've gathered a few little pieces of information that I thought might be kind of fun to share with you. Here's some New Year's traditions. Celebrating the arrival of New Year, it is actually perhaps one of the oldest holidays recorded in recorded history, and it actually started with the ancient Babylonians more than 4,000 years ago, and it continued with the Egyptians, the Romans, the Celts, and so on. So that's kind of interesting. And January 1st officially became the first day of a new year in 46 BC when Julius Caesar established the Julian calendar. Very interesting. Where do New Year's resolutions come from? Well, actually, the ancient Babylonians began the idea of New Year's resolutions as a way to start the year off with a clean slate by returning borrowed items, and most of them were agricultural tools. Pretty interesting. And the baby new year, using a baby to represent the birth of the new year, started in ancient Greece in 600 BC. So kind of just some fun facts for the new year. Now, tonight, Nancy Ogren will be joining me. She will be also answering questions on tonight's show. And my engineer is going to be here tonight, Stephen McKay. And he's going to be, as well as Nancy, we're going to be presenting many ideas to all of you, and hopefully we will be answering all of your questions. So email us with your questions to mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com. And if you're wanting astrological information, please be sure to include your date, time, and place of birth, and you can just put that in the body of the email. Now, we will be answering them live, so come prepared, and let's start off 2008 with a great night of questions and answers. But I did want to let you know about a couple of guests that I will be having on this month, which is Michael Tessarian and Alex Jones of the End Times. So that's some of what's coming up on the radio show. And welcome to the new sponsors of Journeys with Rebecca. That's Forum Products. And you can click on that banner link right there on the front page. You know, tonight is about what your questions are. There are so many topics we could discuss tonight, and it is a night for you. So utilize the time to get your questions answered or share your insights. You know, again, write to us. It's mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com, or you can IM from Yahoo, and that ID is Journeys with Rebecca. That's all one word. And a little bit later on in the evening, we're going to be giving out the phone number. Please respect the genre of the show when asking questions or making comments. And the chat room is open. You can click on that from the front page of the website right there on the right side. Let's get 2008 off to a great start. Stay with us. Let's journey together.
Prepare yourself for a journey of discovery and the answers that you've been looking for. With the Universal Learning Series, a set of principles for discovering your true self. Explore your past, your present, and your future. Read Your Never-Ending Life, Book 1 of the Universal Learning Series by author Sandy Andrew. Go to UniversalLearningSeries.com.
Check out Rebecca's website for the latest Journeys news and more. Log on to www.journeyswithrebecca.com.
All right, welcome back. Caught me taking a drink of Java. I love it. Anyway, we are here. It's the first show of 2008. Welcome to Journeys with Rebecca for everyone that's listening. I wanted to take just a quick moment, though, to send out our good thoughts and prayers and wishes for all of those that are on the West Coast right now in that big storm that hit parts of California and Nevada, all of those places. You know, big terrible storm to be hitting at this time of the year. So we want to send out our good thoughts and wishes to them. It's unfortunate that that's just part of some of the changes, obviously, that are coming up from now until after the 2012 mark, and we'll get into that a little bit more later on in the show. But again, I'd like to welcome our guest tonight, which really she's kind of just like an old friend. So let's take this time and say welcome to Nancy. Hello, Nancy.
Hi there.
How are you, dear?
Good.
Now, are you getting, I know you live in the mountains out there, close by the mountains. Are you getting anything?
Well, we're getting the California storm. It's in the mountains now. It'll get to us probably tomorrow.
Well, I wish you well.
And
good thoughts. My goodness, some of that snow is just absolutely tremendous, wasn't it?
Yeah, and the wind, we had the wind today, so we know it's coming.
Well, we're going to send out good thoughts and wishes to you and everyone else that are going through this and to try to diminish the, you know, negative effects of it. That would
yes.
be a good thing.
Yes.
You know, this is going to be a really good show. We've got a lot of different things, but first before I go on, I have that chat feature, you know, that you can get to on my front page, and if you
mm-hmm.
go where it says Listen Live and it says Listener Chat, just click on it. I've posed a question there for people, and what we're going to be doing is I'm going to be kind of gathering emails for the night about the authentic self, what people might think the authentic self is or description of it, because we're going to kind of be talking about that here in a little bit. Because first off, we're going to be going into the astrological aspects of tonight's show, which is Tuesday's new moon, which is in Capricorn.
Correct.
And I will tell you is that I have your lovely, lovely Moonways guide here, and it sits out on my desk. And it's great because I don't have to ask you anymore, is this a new moon or a full moon? Because I actually can see it now, see? So it's a really good thing.
Yes.
It's a good thing. So without further ado, I'm going to kind of let you go into that because that's going to lead us into lots more questions and lots more conversations that we plan on having tonight.
Absolutely. Well, it is Tuesday the 8th. It is a Capricorn new moon, and we talked about last month all of those Sagittarius, the sun, the moon, and Jupiter, and lots of planets were in Sag. Those are all moving into Capricorn. And Capricorn is Earth. It's an Earth sign. And it's very much about new beginnings. I mean, when you talk about traditions, it's very interesting that the new year is part of Capricorn because it's about focus. And that's exactly what Capricorn is. It's let's get focused. Let's get ready to really bring into form this year that which we have been thinking about and hoping for, all of that, now we're going to actually make it happen. We're going to manifest. And that's why authentic, we have to be authentic in order to manifest our true soul's goal.
I like that idea.
Yeah.
And, you know, really that is an individual thing.
Yes, it is.
Our authentic self is an individual thing.
It so much is. And everyone is different. Everyone's soul goal and soul purpose. You know, when we talk about soul purpose, what we're talking about is manifesting that we brought in to achieve. And this is the moon every year that starts that process.
And, you know, I remember you've been on now, I think, for the last three New Years with me.
Yeah.
I believe this is the third one you've been on with me consistently.
Right.
Now that you said that, it kind of, you know, how your mind thinks wonderfully, you know, 2020 hindsight.
Yeah.
works perfect that way. But I remember you saying that, you know, it's like this is the time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you're right, because it does fall in that every single year. So it's absolutely a good thing. We actually have a caller. Hang on here just one second.
Sure.
Okay, I guess we have a caller on the line. Who's calling?
This is Mr. Jefferson.
Hello, how may I help you today?
I noticed it was open mic night, and I just wanted to call in with, I forgot.
Well, that's okay.
I forget easily.
That's okay. Well, we welcome you to 2008.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome. Do you remember what your question is?
It was something about spirituality, like paranormal anomalies, I think.
Okay. What would be your question about that? Do you have some of that going on, or do you want to know what they are, or?
I want to know what they are.
Okay, just paranormal anomalies?
Yeah, it seems like they follow me around everywhere I go.
Well, now, would these be anomalies, or would these be your spirit guides, or would these be ancestors that may have passed over?
I don't know. I think it's more like spirits.
Okay.
Or my guardian angels or something.
Okay. Well, the first thing that I felt with you is that you actually have a lot of spirit guides that are trying to communicate with you. And the easiest way to do that is to really just to sit down and be quiet and see what you get as far as information come in. The first thing that you feel is probably the most accurate thing that you feel. And, you know, we're talking about the authentic self tonight. So that would be an authentic thing for you, or a real thing for you, whatever you feel the messages are that your spirit guides are giving to you.
Yeah.
They're just trying to communicate, and they're here to be our helpmates. They're here to share information with us and to, you know, to allow us to grow. Certainly ask questions of them.
Yeah.
And to really try to communicate. So if you can learn to just to be quiet and sit and spend a few minutes every day doing that and focusing, I think you're going to have a wonderful time of it. Okay?
Okay.
Nancy, you have anything else to say?
Well, I think that's what this year's going to resonate, I believe, is clarity, a real clarity of purpose, and from a multitude of realms, you'll get information. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we appreciate you so much calling, and I hope you continue to listen to the show, okay?
Okay, thank you. Have a nice night.
You too, honey. Thank you. Well, that was nice.
Yes, it was. It
kind of was a little early, but that's okay. We'll go with the flow around here, right?
Absolutely.
What's that?
Open mic
night, that's right. My engineer just told me, remember, it's open mic night. Yeah, you just got to go do it, right? That's good, that's good.
That's absolutely.
All right, well, now, I kind of lost what my train of thought was because the phone rang and it you know, rings in my ear and kind of throws off my thought processes there. I know you have a little bit more, though, to share about the new moon that's coming up, so I'm going to let you continue on with that, Nancy.
Sure. Well, one of the things is every month of every year, it's the new moon and the full moon both are always different, other than the sign they take place in is always the same, but, you know, by month and what. But the other planets involved, and with this new moon, we've got Jupiter in Capricorn, and so this is a wonderful time for the experience of manifesting, because as we know, Jupiter is the planet of expansion. And so even though sometimes Capricorn can be very, very cautious, again, one of the three earth signs, along with Taurus and Virgo, we really get an opportunity here with Jupiter to look at what we want to have happen and trust the expansion of our ideas into form. And it's so much lighter. With whenever you have Jupiter on board, it's going to be light.
So when there's, now, run that last one by me again.
Well, with Jupiter involved, sometimes we get a beginning of the year in our Capricorn new moon, and maybe we have something like Pluto, let's say.
Okay.
Which we are going to get Pluto in a few days, but when you get it too burdened, Capricorn is so responsible. The sense of responsibility overwhelms the optimism. So this one, while it is where it is, with Jupiter just entering Capricorn, it's 2 degrees. The moon is at 17 degrees, the sun and moon of the new moon. So we have here this adventure that this year is going to be, rather than this responsibility. That's what's different.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Now I remember what my thoughts were.
Okay.
Before the phone came in. That's right. I was just talking about the fact that you'd been on for 3 years and that it always falls in Capricorn.
Yes.
But it always is different. Yes. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Because it depends on where all the other planets are.
That's right.
And, you know, the celestial movements alone are really taking on quite a, quite a different perspective than what we've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And they will continue to do so, as we well know. I mean,
that's part of
what all of this is about here for up and through and beyond 2012. So
that's right.
So it's a really auspicious time. It truly is.
Mm-hmm.
Truly
mm-hmm.
is.
And I think we know that, and that's back to New Year's resolutions. That is so Capricorn. Let's write down what we're not going to do.
There you go.
You know, we're going to stop smoking, and we're going to go exercise, and we're going to eat better.
There you go.
And that usually all disappears by, you know.
Oh, you know what? Somewhere I read a statistic on that about how long does actual New Year's resolutions last when people make them.
Right.
So it's kind of funny because they really don't last very long at all. Like,
I think
it's just like weeks, I think.
Right.
Is like the longest duration. But,
right.
You know, they do say that if you do want to really commit to a change in your life, if it's a change of lifestyle, no matter what it is, whether it's eating right, whether it's sitting down and exercising every day, or if it's meditating every day, that you have to do it for 21 days. There's something magical about 21 days
mm-hmm.
in order to effect a permanent change within whatever you're trying to make the change within.
Exactly.
So it's kind of interesting. So if you can make it past the 21 days, anyone that's made a New Year's resolution or wishes to make one, it's never too late to do a resolution. You don't always have to start it on January 1.
No.
But please remember, you have to be consistent for 21 days, which means you have to put it into conscious awareness that
uh-huh.
this is what you will do for 21 days if you truly want to affect a permanent change.
And that's exactly it. And the idea that you have a resolve that what you want to make a priority, and in, you know, from my framework of it, then every new moon of every month for the rest of the year, you are readdressing the resolve. You are readdressing the possibility. You are readdressing the opportunity that you, in your own heart, know what that means to you and how you want to pursue it. And it's just a little bit of discipline, you know. It doesn't take much, just a little bit of discipline.
You know, truly, it does, just a little bit. And that's why I call it conscious awareness, because that's, you have to consciously think about it, which is the discipline. And I think what we'll do is we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to continue on with this and some more. So don't go away. We'll be right back with more Journeys with Rebecca and Nancy Miller Ogren. Hi, this is Rebecca Jernigan. You know, sometimes my schedule does not always allow for me to get to all the inquiries to have a reading. And sometimes I just can't get to everyone as quick as they would need answers. Well, now I have a solution. I am teaming up with my colleagues at the American Association of Professional Psychics. They are there 7 days a week with a very special group of experienced professional psychics, and they have been offering quality psychic readings by phone since 1989. You know, I also know that by using American Association of Professional Psychics, you can be sure the psychic you connect with has been tested and certified for ethics, professionalism, and proven psychic ability. So call now or anytime, 1-800-717-7887. It's still just $3.99 per minute using a major credit card or debit card. But it does get better. Here's a special offer. If you purchase time for a psychic reading from their website, you'll get a 50% discount. Go to CertifiedPsychics.com. Take advantage of the savings. Readings are regularly $3.99 per minute. Why not get 50% off? And that web address is CertifiedPsychics.com, or just click on the banner from my front page. So go ahead, call today, 1-800-717-7887, American Association of Professional Psychics.
Fate Magazine, providing true reports of the strange and unknown. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, life after death, and much, much more. To receive your free issue of Fate Magazine, call now, 800-728-2730, or visit our website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730, or www.fatemag.com. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Hello, I'm Jane Goodall. Only half of the world's forests and wetlands that existed at the start of the 20th century still exist today. We must do a far better job of protecting wildlife habitats, or environmental chaos awaits those who follow us. If you own land you want kept safe forever, the Wildlife Land Trust can help. Call 1-800-729-SAVE. 1-800-729-SAVE.
More than talk, it's entertaining insight and discoveries. You're listening to Journeys with Rebecca.
All right, welcome back to the first show of 2008. Just a quick reminder for everyone, this is what we call Open Mic Night. We do have Nancy Miller Ogren here, and later on we'll be joining us as my engineer, Stephen McKay. But we are taking your emails and your questions or comments to mailbag at journeyswithrebecca.com. And if you go to the website, which is journeyswithrebecca.com, and click on the front page, there you will see the chat box, and there's a question in there for you, for anyone that would care to submit it to the mailbag at Journeys with Rebecca. It is about your authentic self. What do you think your authentic self is? And if you have any astrological questions, please be sure to include your date, your time, and place of birth. And we will get those answered a little bit later in the show, so Nancy has enough time to kind of look through all the charts. So we will be getting to all of those questions and all of those comments a little bit later on in the show. All right. Welcome back, Nancy.
Yes. Here.
All right. And speaking of that, with all the astrological things, that's what we kind of left off on. I didn't know if you had anything else to add about the new moon coming up, or if you'd pretty much got through all of that. Want to make sure that you have enough time to share all that information.
Oh, sure.
It's very powerful.
Well, yeah. There's just a. I think the point of consciousness is what Capricorn. What this new moon has to offer us is a consciousness. And I think with the two, with Iowa and New Hampshire and the national experience that we're all having about we're having a whole change of philosophy, and we're having people responding. Again, both of these are in Capricorn, Iowa and New Hampshire, both are taking place in Capricorn. So it really is people deciding. They're making a clear decision of how they want the future to be, whether they know it or not. That's what they're doing. So we've got that whole experience happening too that's going to be part of that 2012 experience. This is about 2012.
Yes, it
already.
Is.
Already.
It is. It truly is.
And that's what we have to really take into consideration in our own lives. How do we want this to look? What do we want this to be? How are we going to structure our own opportunity?
And, you know, I think that's probably a really good way that you worded that. How are we going to structure our own opportunity? And we create our own opportunities, but more importantly, we have to recognize that we've created them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's one of the things that I always ask for is, like, you know, show me, make sure that I'm aware of the opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
exactly.
So I do ask my guidance that. So, you know, we've got a pretty volatile year already starting with the weather this year, 2008.
Yes.
It's crazy. It's not going to get any better.
The weather is the least of our worries.
There is Stephen McKay. Welcome. Hello.
Hello there. Open mic night, I get to talk.
The man behind the mic gets to talk.
Hello,
yay.
Nancy. How are you, Nancy?
Good. How are you?
I'm fabulous.
Good.
I want to jump in and talk about something pretty important this year, and that's the presidential election.
Uh-huh.
And in particular, well, first of all, we got some serious choices to make. You imagine most people that listen to the show are kind of, you know, not real happy with the present situation and the presidency. And another thing is that this president that we're going to elect will lead us into 2012.
Yeah.
That's an interesting deal. That's just right down the road, 2012.
That's exactly right. And again, that's why it's so important that clarity and authenticity be the bywords of what we want. We don't want the status quo from either party. We want it different. We want to redeem and reclaim, I believe.
I think that's a good way of putting it.
We want that authentic support from Washington. We do not want some more deceit.
Absolutely.
And I just think that's awful important.
Yeah, and I think, I'm not going to, I get into politics on my show, so I'm not going to try to pick a side here, but no matter what side you're on, and there shouldn't be a side in a way.
No.
It should be about being Americans or being human beings, really.
Right.
But I think it's important that the enlightened ones, and I would consider probably most everybody listening to the show as people who are enlightened, need to become more involved in politics and speak up, because this, it really is an important election in so many different ways.
Yes.
Well, and besides it being, every election's important, but what we have done as a nation, at least those that are here in the United States, is we've given our power away. Which means we've not been in our authentic self. We've, like, they know more than we do. But when it comes down to it, do they really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at how it's affected all of us. We are such in unstable times across the world. Across the world. Globally, we're in unstable times.
Mm-hmm.
Never has there been a time quite like we're experiencing now. So
true.
We have to,
And plus, it's leading into 2012.
Yeah.
Which, obviously, that will encounter some pitfalls of its own.
Yes. Yes.
to say the least.
Exactly. So, you know, as we look at this, Nancy, you know, one of the things that I know that you and I spoke a little bit today, when you're looking at the candidates, astrologically speaking, according to their signs, their birth dates and all of that, because all of that is, you know, obviously is public information.
Correct.
Does any of those candidates there tell you that they're not being deceptive? Because, you know, I think there's deception in all the candidates on some minor level or major level. But do any of them speak to you about being in their authentic self?
Well, somewhat, yes. I mean, partly what it has to do with is where their sun is. Where your sun is in your chart is how aware you are of who you are. And the interesting thing is, for instance, Barack Obama his sun is very close to his midheaven, which is the high point of the chart, and that is the cusp of the 10th house, which is your vocation, avocation. Now, his sun is up there in Leo, and that's very strong. He really, what he's saying, he genuinely wants to back up and has the ability. It's not about his experience, it's about his ability. And he has the ability because they, you know, they want to kind of make it like he doesn't have enough experience. He's a Leo with his sun on his 10th house cusp. He's going to do the job. And that just is from my looking at his chart and where his strengths are. He knows how to do things. He has, his moon is in Gemini, which is another great place. He can talk to anybody about anything. And it's in his seventh house of partnerships and relationships. That's great because he will talk to everybody. He will talk to them and communicate well. And that's a good thing. And on the Republican side, Mitt Romney has a good chart, for instance. He has a good chart, but his ascendant makes him, there's some stubbornness there. And he kind of doesn't like to answer questions that he doesn't think are necessary to be asked. So we've got a little struggle there with, you know, very that different, sounds, very different attitudes.
Sounds very similar to what we got now as a president.
It very much does. It very much does. But I think that's, you know, just looking at those two people, where their styles are so very different. And I think that's why people are responding to Barack, because what he emanates, and again, that's what's authentic, what he emanates is, you know, kind of we're in this together. This is new for him and new for us. But that's where the adventure comes in. We certainly can try something new. It probably will hold us in good stead to be willing to take the risk of something different and new.
Okay.
And
well,
that's what he offers.
Now, I don't really, you know, I really don't understand astrology 110%. All I know is that it's an extraordinarily valuable and accurate tool when
yes.
used. Is there any, if you were just to do an overview on all of them, does any of them give an indication in their charts of, and I'm not asking to put you on the spot here, I'm asking because I'm actually curious about this.
Uh-huh.
Does it look like that any one of them, because we have to look at the date, too, of when the elections are being held.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Who has a better chance of winning according to their chart? And if you don't have time to do that right now, we can pick that question up later.
Well,
later be better.
No. I can tell you that one of the things that we're dealing with is the fact that Saturn is in Virgo. Saturn rules Capricorn, but is in Virgo for the next 2.5 years. And a little bit of what this is that Saturn is playing a big part in this election because of where it is on the 2008 election day. And it's about the fact, like I said, it's in Virgo, and what it's about is saying, are you ready to take responsibility? So it's about who are going to be the two candidates, but it's up to us. This is when it's up to us to take the responsibility, because right up through that day, we don't know even which one of the two people, you know, who the Republican and Democrat is on that day. We still don't know till the election's done.
Well, that's
but
true.
But it's the people this time that must take the responsibility.
Well, here's what I feel about that, Nancy, and I'm sure that Stephen's over there wanting to say something. Well,
I could say so much, but go ahead.
here's what I think about this. I think that as individuals, when we are sitting here and we are looking at the candidates, that we as individuals have to discern for ourselves who feels real to us and who does not.
Uh-huh.
Because no matter what their charts are, let's be honest, no matter what their charts are, we still as individuals have to feel whether or not that person is going to represent us in an honest way, in a way that's filled with an integrity, and a way that's going to move us forward. And these are the people that we're, this is the person that we are going to put our life and our hands with coming up through these earth changes and through 2012.
Uh-huh.
We have to really think about that.
Oh, absolutely. That's exactly what it is. And I have to say, I don't want to have biases, but because I know, for instance, Hillary's chart, Hillary's a Scorpio. That's a bag of cats.
Yeah.
That's a good way of putting it.
It's complicated. And that's why there's a lot of, she doesn't seem warm and fuzzy to people. She's a Scorpio. She isn't going to be. She's looking at her bigger picture.
Right.
And her means to an end. That's the, she isn't warm and fuzzy.
You know.
You're not going to get warm and fuzzy. She's down to the, you know, her, Bill was a Leo like Barack is. He was a little bit too warm and too hungry.
Especially yeah. for the interns.
I yeah, would spread the love, Bill. Well, let me tell you, I just want to interrupt here because when you said she's not warm and fuzzy, on the internet, they called her the Ice Queen or something, and that's
yeah.
the reason why she didn't do very well in Iowa. Do you know what they attributed to whoever this writer was? By
what?
The color of the clothes that she was wearing. I just thought I was going to fall off my chair when I was reading that.
Oh, my goodness.
I was like, no, actually she was wearing colors because that was what she looked good in. Not because she was representing herself as an ice queen, even if she was. I was like, oh, my God. So now we've got to worry because we have a female candidate about what color she wears. Did they ever talk about the men's
yes.
suit?
No. No.
Okay.
No, John Edwards doesn't get that. He gets a little bit on his hair, but that's about
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah. And there again, he's also a warm person, a truly, genuinely, his chart, he's a Gemini. And so it's just second nature for him to appeal to people. And I know I've said this before, but truly, truly, I don't really have a favorite here except for Elizabeth Edwards. I would love her in the White House. So if she has to be First Lady, fine with me. She would turn it around as far as it's been a long time when it's been really, really, you really feel like the people in the White House are there for us.
Oh, yes.
And I would love to see her there. I mean, I truly think we could go up and knock on the door, and Elizabeth would answer the door and say, come in.
Oh.
Come on in. You know, let's sit a minute. I mean, she's got that magic that we really, really need.
Yeah, I like him too, real well. But here I got a question for both of you guys, and this is something I'm not a psychic, obviously. I'm just a political loudmouth. But the question, I just got the feeling that something is not going to happen right in this election, whether it's an assassination or a major terrorist attack in the country or something that's going to cause President Bush to delay the election. And I got that feeling. I told Rebecca this about 5 years ago that I felt that President Bush was going to be the last American president.
Well, there's a lot of talk about that. There is. There's a lot of talk about can we really save it? I mean, It does have the same feeling it had during the last of the Nixon administration, of this was a close, close call, and how close is it?
For democracy itself,
for
yes.
democracy.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know if I heard it or if I just thought it. You know, I can't quite remember. Mm-hmm. But I had a thought the other day that this was, what we really have is a seven-year coup. It just took 7 years and it's still a coup.
Yeah.
Not too far off, unfortunately.
No, it's not.
Well, the last one that I want to talk about really quickly, and then we're going to kind of change this topic off of politics.
Oh, come on.
Is Ron Paul.
Oh, yes.
You know, I really like him. He's gutsy.
He is?
I love gutsy people, and he tells it like it is, and I love it. And he's not cold about it. He is
no.
passionate about it.
And the problem is, the problem that he has, though, is he's talking, he wants to bring back Teddy Roosevelt's administration. That's the only problem with that is it's 1902. We don't need 1902.
No. No, we do need 2008, to be sure.
Yes, we do. And that really is the only problem that he has, is that it is an ideal opportunity, but it doesn't fit in this age of information. We need to move faster than that.
Well, and I agree with that. I do. But what I do like about him is that he is exposing what has been trying to be covered up. It's obviously not been covered up because it's all over everywhere. But now that being said, unfortunately, we're going to have to take a short break. And you guys, when we come back, we will be answering more of your questions and we're going to be taking emails. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Be sure to check out Mark Kerr's debut CD, One Drink Away from the Blues, at www.cdbaby.com. This flawless debut performance earned Mark an induction into the Blues Hall of Fame as Ambassador to the Blues for the state of Louisiana. Also, it earned him a nomination for a Musician of the Year in 2006 by the Academy of Texas Music. Mark Kerr, One Drink Away from the Blues, at www.cdbaby.com.
First day to be a big brother. Maybe I'll take him to a movie. No, not big enough. I'll take him to a carnival. Yeah, we can go on a Ferris wheel. It's gotta be big. Baby. It's gotta be huge.
Hi, I'm Alex.
Hey, Alex. I'm Felipe. What do you want to do today?
I was thinking maybe watch the game on TV.
Yeah, cool. I was thinking that too.
When you're a mentor, it doesn't matter what you do. The important thing is spending time together. To be a mentor, go to BigBrothersBigSisters.org. A public service message brought to you by Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and the Ad Council.
Talk with an intuitive touch. Journeys with Rebecca.
All right, welcome back. Got a couple quick announcements here. First of all, I am on the World Wide Web. I'm also satellite podcast. I'm on AM/FM stations. And, kind of the podcast people don't get recognized, so I would like to say hello to some of the listeners that listen via the podcast, and some of them are come from all over the world. Modena, Italy. We also have Seattle, Washington, Bowling Green, Kentucky, Nashville, Tennessee, and I think it's pronounced Arvada, Colorado. And Arvada, okay. Uh-huh. I can't read my own writing, thank you. And so hello and welcome to all of the podcast listeners to 2008. So that's kind of a cool thing.
And what they need to do is turn off the iPod, tune in live so they can interact with you. That's
there you go. That would be a good thing.
Yeah.
And you know,
it's our little pitch.
I like that. Thank you. There's Stephen McKay again, my engineer. Yes. And without him, this show would not be possible. So a big thank you for all the hard work and the dedication to him being here on the show with us.
And thank you. Later on tonight during my show, you're going to be the board operator for it.
Yes.
And you will interject some of your predictions for 2008. Might get a little more wild. Though,
yes, your show does get a little bit more wild. A lot more wild.
That edginess, I guess.
That's okay. It's all good. And speaking of 2008 predictions, one of the things that I would invite those who are listening to email us, mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com. Do you foresee anything in 2008? And if so, what do you think your predictions would be? And also, the question would be, is what do you think or describe what you think your authentic self is? We're going to be talking about that a lot more in the second hour of Journeys with Rebecca. We're also going to be answering a lot of emails. We've got a lot of emails tonight. Some of them are astrological emails. Some of them are not. We're also going to be talking about the posts that some of those of you that have sent to the mailbag at Journeys with Rebecca account, what authentic self means to you. So because we are in the beginnings of 2008, this is a really phenomenal and pivotal year for all of us. Every one of you that are listening and will be listening later on to this show. So it's something for you to think about. Is what does 2008 mean? Because it is not business as usual. It is not status quo. Everything is changing. We are becoming more and more aware, and we have to take responsibility for that awareness. So that
the countdown is on.
Yeah, it is. It truly is. Don't you feel like that, Nancy?
I do, absolutely. I really feel like it's almost as if we've been languishing in sort of a fantasy. And suddenly someone's come and opened the door and said, come on, you have to stand up and start taking responsibility.
Well, we've all been pretty lethargic, going, well, leave it to somebody else. It doesn't really matter what I think or what I do, when in fact that's exactly how we ended up being where we're at.
That's exactly right.
As a nation and as a global nation. Seriously, we've all done that. And we can no longer just sit back and let everyone else tell us how we should feel, think, or do. We need to get involved. We need to be educated and informed. But more importantly, we need to be aware and live our life with intent, with full intentions, whatever that means to the individual. So conscious awareness is the best thing that we can do for ourselves, is to be aware, to make ourselves more and more aware, and to live within the authentic self.
I totally agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, really, I mean, one man's truth is not another man's truth, and that doesn't make one less than the other.
No, that's right.
It does not, and we should never, ever think that way of ourselves either, is that somebody has more information than you do.
That kind of enters into a question I have. You talk about authentic self. There seems to be a lot of people who live vicariously through other people.
True.
Whether they're religious or political or even maybe even football players. I mean, I don't know. But their people are just not aware of themselves. I mean, how do you get those people awaken? You know,
I call them triggers.
You just look around you in the neighborhoods that you live in, and the people are just closed off. All they do is go to work, come home. You know, and
lock themselves in their house, turns on the TV set, and that's about the extent of it.
Unfriendly, and, you know, I don't know.
The first thing I would tell people to do is to turn the TV off.
You have to start communicating with each other, with mankind, and not be afraid of them and hide away in your little apartment or house.
Well, and that's that narrowness, too. Again, about the idea of I've been real disturbed by the limited framework that people's reality must consist of. The fact that Kucinich admitted to having seen a flying saucer. I mean, the behavior was, can you believe that he admitted that? Well, what, more than 50%, at least half the population, if not more, believes in that, believes it, or has seen. It's bizarre about that little narrow space we have. Goes back again to how can we be independent if we're not allowed to think free?
Or independently.
Or independently.
Right.
I hate to bring it back to the political realm, and I promise to get off of it, but this administration, just the image that they've brought to America of dividing people.
Yeah.
I mean, division of the black community or the, you know, for whatever your lifestyle is, instead of including everybody into the United States of America, it's dividing people.
Yes.
You know these.
Well, and that again is this goes back to independent thinking. If you had, you know, like you say, if you turned off the television and had a conversation with
somebody different than you,
significant other person in your house.
Yeah, somebody different than you, somebody of a different lifestyle, a different religion, a different race, just go and talk to them.
That's right.
You guess you'll find out that they're probably about the same as you are.
Exactly.
There's so many similarities, and I think the differences is what makes us unique.
And that's, again, what I think the point is. And, again, that was the point of the 60s was, I am going to be different. This is going to be different. It opened the floodgates of a lot of things, but it really triggered independent thought. And we've been paying for that ever since.
Oh, my goodness. And have we not?
Well, some of us grew out of that stage, and then some of us have stayed into the 60s.
That's right. It really is. It just seems so exciting to me that, and I lived in San Francisco in the 60s, and so it was so exciting. But then when it kind of got tamped down, it really was almost like something died.
You know, and that's sad, but the revolution, if you want to call it that, it lasted for quite a while. Some of it stuck.
Yes.
Some of it stuck, thankfully. A lot of it didn't, because many of the world population fell back into the old, you know, to their old patterns, their own fears. And, you know, that's, you know, all of this may sound like it doesn't really relate, but all of this conversation that we've been having relates to exactly what's going on in the here and the now.
Yes,
it does. It's 2008. It's time for us to, you know, take back your own power. That doesn't mean to overpower another.
No.
It simply means to take back your own power, use your own discernment, learn to trust yourself. If something doesn't feel right, it probably isn't.
That's right.
You know, truly, I mean, everybody can say, well, I met some, you know, this person and I just didn't care for them. Well, that should tell them something. They shouldn't feel obligated to continue having conversations, nor should they feel obligated in going out of their way to make that person feel uncomfortable either. There's
right.
a balance in it. You know what? If something doesn't feel right, leave it alone.
Yeah.
Ignore it. Go away. Change your direction. Do whatever. You know, because we still have free will choice, and that's what we need to remember.
That's exactly right.
We do have free will choice. And we are the planet of that. So let's exercise that free will choice in using the things that are beneficial to us, that are our God-given rights, that's part of who we are being here, is to recognize the energies that belong to us and the energies that don't. The energies that don't, you don't interact with them. You don't have to. But leave each and every individual to their own selves. That doesn't... You don't have to go out of your way to make your point. You know, I don't like that religion, or I don't like that color, or I don't like that house, or that's fine.
And remember that people of all religions or all lifestyles, whatever, someone over in China is as good of a person as you are.
That's right.
There are
right.
good people
everywhere.
All across this globe. Yeah, there's some bad people, too, some terrorists and this and that, but there's also very good people that are, you know, of high moral, if you want to go the moral route, you know, high moral standard, people like to use that word, but of just enlightened beings all across this world.
Oh, exactly. And I know we're going to talk about this in the next hour, but one of the emails that you got, Rebecca, that you forwarded, is that's exactly what it is. Is which part, you know, we're all part of this experiment here. We're all part of this experience.
That's right. And you guys, don't go away. We got lots more coming up. Stay with us. Hi, this is Rebecca Jernigan. I would like to share with you some information about my friends and colleagues at the American Association of Professional Psychics. Here are their founding principles to uplift the public image of professional psychics. Distinction through ethics, professionalism, and credibility. To provide positive press and publicity for certified psychics. To provide assurance that certified psychics are authentic, ethical, and professional. So please check them out, certifiedpsychic.com, or call 1-800-717-7887. Again, that's 800-717-7887. You'll be glad you did.
For 58 years, Fate has provided true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate is a factual magazine containing articles by experts in all walks of life and by others just like you who have something dramatic, significant, and truthful to say. Keep up with the latest on all aspects of the paranormal, angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, and much, much more. To receive your free Fate magazine, call now 800-728-2730 or visit our website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730 or www.fatemag.com. What are you waiting for? Your fate waits.
Hey, I'm Bonnie Raitt. Remember how excited you were as a kid to go back to school at the end of the summer? Seeing old friends, making new ones, getting new books in a new locker, a clean slate. And music class, that special room where you went to sing and perform with your friends and learn all sorts of interesting stuff about great composers and instruments and different kinds of music. We remember our music teachers because they were so passionate about helping us learn to love music. They helped spark a love for listening to notes and voices and rhythms that continues to enrich our lives even today. Know what? I bet your kids feel the same way about music class. Ask them, and make sure they get involved with music in school this year.
A back-to-school PSA brought to you by MEMC, the National Association for Music Education, Gibson Guitar, Baldwin Piano, and this station. Music, it wires the brain for learning.